Okay.
Hello, can everyone hear me? Appears so. Let's go on the record, please. Good afternoon. This is the time and place noticed for hearing in docket number 150540 in the matter of the application of Rocky Mountain Power for approval of power purchase agreement between Pacific Core and Pavant Solar 2 LLC. My name is Michael Hammer, and I am the commission's designated presiding officer for this hearing. Let's go ahead and take appearances, please.
Good afternoon, Yvonne Hochul, on behalf of Rocky Mountain Power. And with me today is Mr. Paul Clements, also on behalf of Rocky Mountain Power. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Justin Jetter, representing the Utah Division of Public Utilities. And with me at the council table is Charles Peterson, a utility consultant for the Division of Public Utilities.
I'm Rex Olson, here representing the Office of Consumer Services, and with me on behalf of the office is Bela Vostok.
Is there a representative from the from Pavant present?
Yes, it's Carrie Bellamy representing Pavant Solar 2 LLC.
Bellamy?
Bellamy.
Bellamy.
L-L-A-M-Y.
And Ms. Bellamy, are you counsel or are you an officer of the company?
No, the project sponsor at the company.
Okay. I suppose the first order of business is the petition to intervene that Pavant filed on June 12th. We haven't received any responses to that petition. Is there any objection from any other party as to Pavant's intervention in this docket?
No objection from the company.
No objection from the division.
No objection from the office.
And as Pavant is a counterparty to the power purchase agreement at issue, I imagine it's already privy to any confidential information that might be at issue here. That said, the Commission's rules require a confidential information certificate generally to be filed before intervention is formally granted. Does any party have an objection to proceeding in the absence of such certificate here?
There's no objection from the division, and I think if this follows some of our previous similar hearings, we can probably conduct the hearing without going into any confidential information.
No objection from the company.
No objection from the office.
Okay. Thank you. And Ms. Bellamy, if Pavant desires an order formally granting intervention, please go ahead and file that certificate, and then we can issue that order. In the meantime, you're welcome to be here and participate. And I suppose if any confidential information should come up, we can address whether it's appropriate for you to stay, but that seems unlikely.
Will do. Thank you.
And I'll advise the parties that if we are going to delve into any confidential information during the testimony, please alert me to that so we can appropriately clear the room. And finally, I know this goes against convention, but for those of you who were here about an hour ago for our other hearing, our court reporter has a hard time hearing the witnesses when they remain at counsel table. So if it's not too much trouble, we'd like for the witnesses to come to the witness stand when they testify. Any objection to that?
No objection.
Okay. Any other procedural matters before we begin?
Your Honor, I move for the admission of all of the filed and comments and reply comments. I move for the admission of all the comments and reply comments filed in this docket as sworn testimony in the record.
The documents are admitted. In order for the commission to properly consider those to be sworn documents, I'd ask that the witnesses aver to their veracity during their oral testimony. But the documents are admitted, so we can not worry about that formality. And since this is Rocky Mountain Power's petition, Ms. Hochul, please proceed.
Thank you. I call Mr. Paul Clements.
Mr. Clements, do you swear that the testimony you are going to give today will be the truth?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Clemens, can you please state your name and occupation for the record?
Yes, my name is Paul H. Clemens, and I'm currently the Director of Commercial Services for Rocky Mountain Power.
And are you here today in support of the company's application for approval of the power purchase agreement between Pacific Corp and Pavant Solar 2 LLC?
Yes.
And do you adopt the company's comments and reply comments filed in this case?
Yes, I do.
And do you have any changes that you would like to make to any of that, those documents?
No. And I will note that we filed reply comments and not direct comments, so we have one document.
And do you have a summary that you would like to give to the hearing officer here today?
I do, a brief summary.
Please proceed.
Thank you. So I present today for commission approval a qualifying facility power purchase agreement between PacifiCorp and Pavant Solar 2, which was executed on March 26, 2015. This contract or agreement provides for the sale to PacifiCorp of energy to be generated by the proposed solar project. Now, this agreement's for a 50-megawatt solar project that has a single-access tracking system that's located in Millard County, Utah. The agreement's for a 20-year term, which is scheduled to begin on December 1st, 2016. In docket number 1205-100, the commission issued a series of orders which established the avoided capacity and energy cost payments for renewable QF projects that are larger than 3 megawatts. This project would fall into that category and would be subject to that order. And the purchase prices that are set forth in this agreement were calculated using the methodology that was approved by this commission in that docket, docket number 1205-100. Furthermore, this agreement was negotiated under Utah Tariff Schedule number 38. And the terms and conditions are consistent with the conditions of that particular tariff as it was in place at the time of negotiations. At that time, the then current version of Schedule 38 did not set forth a specific timeline or schedule for updating avoided cost pricing. And the timelines for the pricing and negotiation of this particular PPA is consistent with the timelines that have occurred with prior QF PPA negotiations and pricing updates. The issue raised by the office related to the amount of time that a price can remain usable in a QF PPA before it requires an update has been addressed in a recent settlement stipulation in docket number 14035140. On June 5th, 2015, the Division of Public Utilities filed their report, and they recommended the commission approve this agreement. On June 5th, 2015, the Office of Consumer Services filed their report, not opposing approval of the agreement. They raised several issues in their report. The company addressed these issues in its reply comments filed on June 12th, 2015. And the company believes and represents that its reply comments adequately address the issues raised by the office in its report. To the company's knowledge, no other party has opposed the application. The company and I represent that the agreement is compliant with relevant commission orders and schedules, and therefore should be approved by the commission, and the company recommends approval. And that concludes my summary.
Thank you, Mr. Clemens. Mr. Clemens is available for questions.
Mr. Jetter, any questions?
No questions from the division. Thank you.
Mr. Olson?
No questions.
And Ms. Bellamy, you're not an attorney, but I think it would still be appropriate under the rules to allow you to ask questions, assuming no other party has an objection to that.
No questions.
No questions. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Clemens. You can retake your seat.
Okay. The division would like to call its witness, Charles Peterson.
Thank you. Mr. Peterson, do you swear that the testimony you will provide today will be the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Mr. Peterson, would you please state your name and occupation for the record?
Charles E. Peterson. I'm a technical consultant with the Division of Public Utilities.
Thank you. In your role as a technical consultant for the Division of Public Utilities, have you had the opportunity to review the application filed by PacifiCorp in this docket for the PPA approval?
Yes, I have.
And did you prepare and cause to be submitted to the commission a comment set from the Division of Public Utilities dated June 5th, 2015?
Yes, I did.
Do you adopt those comments as your sworn testimony today?
Yes, I do.
And do you have any edits or corrections that you would like to make to those comments?
No.
Do you believe that approval of the PPA as it has been applied for by PacifiCorp would be just, reasonable, and in the public interest?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. I have no further questions for Mr. Peterson. He's available for cross-examination.
Ms. Hogle, do you have any cross? Mr. Olson?
None. Thank you.
Ms. Bellamy?
None. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Peterson. You can retake your seat.
Okay.
Mr. Olson?
Thank you. At this time, the office would like to call Mr. Bela Vostok.
Do you swear that the testimony you are going to provide today will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Mr. Vostok, could you provide your name and your occupation for the record, please?
Yes, my name is Bela Vostok, and I'm a utility analyst for the Utah Office of Consumer Services.
And in your work for the office, did you have an opportunity to review the application for the PPA that's at issue in this doc?
Yes, I did.
And did you prepare or cause to be prepared comments on June 5th, 2015 relating to this matter?
Yes.
You adopt those comments as your sworn testimony?
Yes, I do.
Do you have any edits or changes you would like to make to them?
I have no changes.
Thank you. Do you have a statement?
A very brief statement.
Proceed.
In our comments, the office did raise some concerns regarding this PPA. However, we believe that the commission-approved settlement in docket number 14-035-140 will help alleviate these types of concerns in future QFPPAs. Furthermore, our review did not find any issues that would make this PPA not in compliance with the applicable schedules and commission orders. Therefore, the office does not oppose the approval of this PPA. And that concludes my statement.
Mr. Vostok is available for cross-examination.
Thank you, Ms. Hogle.
I have none.
Mr. Jetter?
No questions from the division. Thank you.
And Ms. Bellamy?
None. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Vostok. You can retake your seat. And Ms. Bellamy, would you like to say anything today or present any form of testimony for the commission's consideration?
No, I've got no prepared comments.
Okay. There's been no written request for a bench ruling. Is there anything else before we adjourn? Okay, we are adjourned. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I thought if the bench meeting was effective as of today and that it would eliminated the 30-day clock.
No, it would just start the 30-day.
Oh, understood. Okay.
You'll get an order out pretty quick.
Yeah, like a few days or so, isn't it?
It might be a couple weeks.
Okay.
The parties wanted it today. Mm. But they're going to do a financing package and stuff. You guys work a little differently.
Yeah, no, we are in a bit of a more flexible